Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you want a capsule wardrobe or a minimalist wardrobe where everything works together? Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and that is one of the conundrums one of my readers has sent me in. Marjolaine has said, I'd love to have a minimalist wardrobe, but where everything works together. What's the best way of achieving this? So, number one, colour. If you have a palette of colour that works for you, it makes you look better, makes you look brighter, more vibrant, more efficient, more energetic, more youthful, more alive, minimizes wrinkles, all those sorts of things. But also too, is you will find that the colors easily work together. So you can have fewer garments and make more outfits. So if you are on the minimalist track, then a color analysis is the first place you need to go. Because then you can wear beautiful colours that make you look great rather than sticking with black and white, which may not actually suit you, because that's often what people do. They go to the kind of all neutral wardrobe where it's all black and white and camel. Maybe camel doesn't work for you, doesn't work for me. It makes me look terrible and ill. So, you know, you can go down that track, but then you can make yourself not look so good, or you can get a color analysis. You can actually then have more variety because there are more colors in your wardrobe, but the colors work together. For example, whether you're this palette or you're this palette, these colors are designed to work together, but I would not be mixing these colors with these neutrals or these colors with these neutrals. You can see they don't go together, but each of them in itself works beautifully together. And that is because the colors have the same color properties. And so they are in natural harmony with each other, which means it's really easy to mix and match your wardrobe, mix and match different outfits, and create lots and lots of different outfits from fewer number of clothes. So I really think that is the first place to go. Then also think about level of refinement. You don't want to have very, very dressed up and very, very dressed down pieces. It's harder to mix them together. Think about having more things in that kind of smart, casual range for most people. And so thinking about the quality of the garments, then too, that those garments will mix together more easily because they are a similar level of refinement. But those are two things that can really help you create that capsule wardrobe that works for you, because the clothes and the colors will work together, so you have more options from fewer garments. So that is the best place to start. This is why color is such a valuable tool to have. Next question comes from Sue, who says, how can I look taller? I'd love to gain some height. So if you want to look taller, then there are a few things you can do. You can think about wearing vertical lines. So vertical lines elongate. So because our eye goes up and down, it follows that vertical line, it makes you look taller. You can then also avoid horizontal lines where possible. So when we think about most tops, the hems are horizontal lines. You know, the skirt hem is also a horizontal line. Your sleeves are horizontal lines. There are so many horizontal lines in garments naturally. We want to think about avoiding them or minimizing them, distracting away from them. So this is where, if we think about a column of color where we have the same color top and bottom, and that's in a dress naturally, so very easy. Dresses could be a great staple in your wardrobe. Otherwise, similar color top and bottom. That stops that horizontal line from where the top ends and the bottom begins from being something that is obvious and draws attention. Creates a more vertical appearance. Then looking for things like jackets, opening jackets, things like that. They create vertical lines through your body as well. So looking for vertical details built into your garments is also really valuable if you'd like to look taller. But really, horizontal lines, we want to avoid them as much as possible. So looking at garments and noticing how many seams there are that are horizontal, and changes of color, all those sorts of things. So matching your shoes to your pants rather than having a different color shoe to your pants, or matching your shoes to your stockings, or having nude shoes that match to your legs if you're wearing shorts, skirts, or dresses. So thinking about the more we can create vertical lines and less changes of color, you are going to look taller. So that's also another pretty easy thing we can do if we just become a little bit more conscious about what we're looking at. So before you take it into the change room, I always hold up a garment and look at it and say, where are the horizontal lines in that garment? Is that going to be good or bad for me? You know, what's that going to do? And then, are there any vertical lines in that garment, or are they going to create some vertical lines? And, you know, so that could be something I am looking for. My last question today comes from Pri, who says, how can I find clothes that are both fun and also very comfortable? So the thing we need to know here for you, Pri, is what does fun mean to you when you think about clothing? And what does comfort mean? So you need to define what these two things are, because one person's comfortable is somebody else's uncomfortable. So you could be physically comfortable but mentally uncomfortable in clothes. So I might go, I'm very physically comfortable in my activewear, but I don't want to be getting out and about in it all day, every day, because it doesn't make me feel smart. So I'm mentally uncomfortable. It doesn't make me feel stylish. So that makes a mental discomfort. So we need to think about all the elements of comfort. What does comfort really mean for you? So if it's about movement, ease of movement, if it's about a feeling of freedom, if it's about feeling stylish, this is where they're all comfortable. Different ways for different strokes for different folks, as they say. So we want to think about what does comfortable mean and what does fun mean? So does fun mean pattern? And if so, what kind of pattern? Is it florals? Is it checks? Is it animal prints? Is it stripes? Is it multicolored? Is it one colored? What does fun mean? Maybe it's color. Are there certain colors that you associate with being fun? Maybe it's lightweight fabrics, or maybe it's textured fabrics. So I really want you to define what does fun mean and what does comfort mean, because then you'll actually know what to look for. Once you've defined those things for you, you'll actually be able to go shopping with that bit of knowledge and actually know, does this say fun to me? Is it comfortable to me? And then you'll be able to build that wardrobe of both fun and very comfortable clothes. So thank you for your questions. I'm always appreciate them and appreciate getting to know what it is that you struggle with your style. And of course, on the blog, I've got lots and lots of blog posts. Yesterday, I was actually counting them. I've got almost 3,000 blog posts there now, covering so many different topics. And you can do a search on the blog if you are looking for, you know, something to find, you know, maybe it's comfortable. I want to like read about what comfortable might mean. I've got quite a few blog posts about comfortable. So just go in, hit the little search icon, the little magnifying glass, and write the word comfortable there, and you will see what comes up. So there's lots and lots there for you. And of course, I have all my programs online. If you want more assistance, a bit more personalized help, they are also there for you. So if you want that color analysis so you can start building that capsule wardrobe that works, and I do have a great guide to building capsule wardrobes you can download for free too on the blog. But of course, if you want that color analysis, I can do that online. You can be anywhere in the world and we can discover your best palette of colors so you can actually build that wardrobe that naturally works together, so that it is really then so much easier to put outfits on every day. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.